I'm going to continue with the cuento de Lupe Lemos y el puerquito. This would be capítulo cuatro, four. There remained no doubt, duda ninguna, que la vida de Lupe Lemos y su familia, la señora Wilona y Pepito, estaba conociendo la felicidad con bastante de comer. Plus the joys of seeing el puerquito grow in leaps and bounds. Lupe was no longer skinny as a rail. He had become more muscular than barbed wire, though the barbed wire remained strong and sturdy as ever. Ya mero se volvía Superman. In fact, el dueño de la tienda could almost swear that he saw him flying when he was coming down the hill with 100 pounds of leña neatly cut. He had become a real admirer of Lupe because he judged him in terms of what he meant in the world of commerce. Lupe had come to realize that with will and determination that he could just take a straight line to success. The only thing that created any anxiety for Lupe it was that his Wilona, su corazón por vida, ya se estaba poniendo más gorda que un barril, con más lonja que su puerquito, la pobre comilona, así como el criador la quiso. Pero de buena suerte que Lupe se podía dormir a lo menos 2 horas después del trabajo para no tener que pensar nada. Lupe had created a new ritual upon arriving home. He immediately would dump the so-called wasted remains of the food, de los platos, de muchos de los clientes que pasaban de volada, who stopped when hunger struck, and they would gobble up fast the platos, the food that many Norteamericanos thumbed their nose up to because of they were heading to the pleasures of the cities where they were certain that they would get richer cuisine. Some would even get picky and even pass up on the fat. Los cocineros could only conclude que estaban locos. De buena suerte que los cocineros no eran agarrados. They would save choice pedazos de tortillas, corn, carnitas, asado, todo for Lupe so that he could feed his puerco. Así es que Lupe siempre tenía bastante de tragar al puerco, who only needed a mate to be in pure heaven. No doubt that el puerco could eat everything that Lupe brought him. Lupe was beginning to be an optimist and had become smart enough to know that con la paciencia y un gatito, todo se ganea. Little by little, poco a poco, con el favor de Dios, los sueños se materializan. Sabía que el destino y Dios manda. Pero los hombres vale más que se pongan a mandar también.